happening locally. The news.
And it is time for this morning's look. We take a look at some of those things relevant to us here in the news in the Republic of Panama. A writ of habeas data for the director of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, to publish the letters of deputies who would have requested appointments in that institution, presented on Monday morning by the president of the Otro Camino, Ricardo Lombana. He said that the objective is to know which deputies use this bad practice, which is an electoral crime. The Social Security Fund cannot be a piñata for the political parties, he said. He explained that now the director of the Social Security has 30 days to respond. An essential part of the transformation that we want to make in this country is that the politicians who hold elected positions, especially the deputies, stop distributing the money of the Panamanians by paying political favours with appointments, he said. He indicated that this practice of paying a favour to a politician with a position because he signed up for a party or its convention has filled the institutions with this type of hiring. Deputies, including Benicio Robinson, have appointment quotas in the Social Security Fund like many other deputies. Then there is not enough money to pay pensions, he said. He assured that a few days ago the director expressed in an interview that he receives requests from deputies. We're asking him to deliver copies of the letters and emails of requests, both from deputies and other officials. The exclusively defined benefit pension subsystem is finally sinking. The actuarial report has predicted the end of its reserves in 2024. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, has validated it, while the government recognises it without knowing how or when the dialogue would be reactivated to propose a reform. As the months go by and the financial results of each fiscal year are released, it becomes clearer that the end is getting closer because expenses do not stop increasing and current income is not enough to face the payments of pensioners and retirees. 2 weeks ago, the administration of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, presented to its board of directors the financial summary for 2021, in which the systematic deterioration of the disability, old age and death pension subsystems, the IVM, is observed. Now, according to the information presented by the entity to which La Prensa has had access, at the end of 2021, the institutional reserves of the pension subsystem ended at 1,001 million, which meant a reduction of 14%, or $168 million, when comparing the result with that of the year 2020. The reserves, which were set up as IVM savings, have reached a point of extinction because they're used to meet current expenses. The program had costs and expenses of $2,032 million, while its current income for the year barely reached $1,314 million, plus another $100 million for financial management. In this scenario, the CSS has no other way than to resort to their savings to pay pensions. Now, according to information from the CSS before state contributions, in 2021, the deficit of the exclusively defined benefit subsystem would have been $616 million. But after current transfers from the state for $148 million and contributions for the sustainability of the program for $297.9 million, made up by the National Bank of Panama with funds from the trust to cover the operating deficit of the periods 2018 and 2019, plus income from previous periods for $4 million, there was a deficit of $166 million in the 2021 results. The Presidency of the Republic issued Decree 17th of January the 18th of 2023 that adopts the Sworn Declaration of Private Interest form, as provided in Law 316 of 2022, which sanctions conflict of interest. In the document, officials must declare paid or unpaid activities of a professional, labour, economic, union, personal or charitable nature. They must also say if they take advantage of public concessions, contracts with the state, or if it is a government provider. In addition, they're obliged to communicate if they have received gifts in the last year that come from people or companies not related to their family. The declaration must be submitted by the ministers, vice ministers, the Comptroller General of the Republic and his subcontroller, as well as the heads of diplomatic missions, the ombudsman, the superintendent of banks, insurance, the members of the boards of directors and state companies, the mayors, the deputy mayors, the representatives of the Corregimiento, governors, the deputies of the Assembly, and the magistrates of the Supreme Court of Justice, among others. It also applies to directors, dignitaries, shareholders, final beneficiaries, and attorneys of legal persons who are awarded public tenders for state goods or services. The decree, recently made public, recalls that Article 8 of Law 316, Conflict of Interest, provides that natural persons identified as obligated subjects, their officials, must exercise their functions with independence of criteria and equity. Therefore, they may not have interests of a particular economic, labour and financial type that could enter into a conflict of interest with their duties and functions or incur a conflict of interest. The rule adds that obligated subjects must present the sworn declaration of private interest no later than 30 days after taking office. This provision also establishes that it will come into force with its promulgation in the Official Gazette, an event that took place on the 18th of January. Even according to the law, the processing of the sworn statement before a notary will be free. Penalties for those who break the law range from a fine equivalent of up to 4 months' salary all the way up to being dismissed. The application of the bivalent vaccine against COVID-19 by the pharmaceutical duo Pfizer and BioNTech is being carried out both in health facilities of the Ministry of Health and the Social Security Fund, as well as in private hospitals. For example, the Panama Clinic, through its social networks, reported that it opened its vaccination centre again for the application of the bivalent vaccine. The vaccine that is aimed at the population over 12 years of age, older adults, pregnant women, patients with chronic diseases, patients with rare diseases, nursing mothers, people who have suffered from COVID-19, immunosuppressed patients and patients living with the human immunodeficiency virus. Health personnel at the Panama Clinic will be administering the bivalent vaccine from 8 a.m. to 12 noon and free of charge. Another private hospital that is also applying the bivalent vaccine that protects against the original variant from Wuhan, China, and the Omicron variant of the size the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus is Pacifica Salud at the Costa del Este headquarters at 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bivalent vaccines are administered free of charge until they're exhausted in the lobby area on the ground floor. For her part, the nursing manager of the Jose Joaquim Valerino Polyclinic, Sheila Thomas, indicated that starting yesterday, the bivalent vaccine will be administered from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Well, we have just finished an amazing week of the Panama Jazz Festival. It's not over yet. We've got Musicalion 2023 coming up. It's going to be held on Thursday, the 9th of February to the 12th of February, an event that this year celebrates its 10th version. As in previous years, this cultural festival will take place at the Parque Omar Amphitheatre in the Corregimiento of San Francisco. Musicalion is an initiative headed by the ARIA Foundation, an organization that seeks to strengthen the performing arts and cultural industries through the dissemination, promotion, and proper staging of talent. As reported, the activities of the Musicalion Festival 2023 will start at 5 p.m., while the concerts will be from 7 p.m. Now, the agenda. Thursday, the 9th of February, Songs of My Land, the folkloric musical. Friday, the 10th, Magical Adventures, a concert with the performance of the Gerberto Lopez Band. Saturday, the 11th, Sunset Bash, concert for new talents and closing surprises. And last but not least, on Sunday the 12th, totally 80s, symphonic rock and pop. The organisers have highlighted that throughout this decade there have been more than 2,000 Panamanian artists who have performed on this stage, which has allowed them to expose their talent to the larger audience. Now, it should be remembered that the entrance to the festival is, what do we like, free. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. That's some of the things in the local news, and all compiled for you on this morning's programme.